very disappointing to see. We know that there's 10 local authorities in Ireland, it's reported today in the Irish Times, that have never levied the owners of derelict sites in their own areas, and very disappointed to see that Sligo is one of them. I think in terms of like proper enforcement of a derelict sites levy, it's a no-brainer. We can reduce urban blight. We've a lot of vacant commercial units. I think we were seen as one of the highest in the country in town. And then also it is the great effect of helping with our housing stock and reducing the shortages on the waiting lists, which as we know nationwide are getting out of control. I've been to the forefront on this, and I've raised it a number of times in the chamber since the election. I think it's very poor now, in fairness, that we're not pulling in revenues from this as one, a revenue generator, but also a deterrent to these vacant derelict properties.
Just in relation to the motions that you did table, what response have you got from the local authority as to why Sligo, and of course there are 9 other local authorities, but we're talking here about Sligo, why they haven't taken action?
Well, it seems to come down to resources, in fairness. One of the biggest challenges for many of the local authorities, I presume the ones on these lists, certainly Sligo, is a lack of resources or staffing to enforce this levy. Identifying the derelict properties, the management of the fines, collecting payments, they can be very resource intensive as well. I think you're talking about legal administrative complexities as well in terms of the inevitable legal challenges that would come with it. I think what's very interesting though is as a council, the elected members and the executive late last year went on a fact-finding mission to Limerick. Now, Limerick was pointed out in that article as actually the leading light in terms of establishing a dedicated dereliction and vacant unit, and the revenues they pulled in from it are quite substantial. So it does show you the fact that we were brought down to Limerick. We met with the mayor there, the CEO, and they showed us the progress they've made in the town in terms of there's massive regeneration going on in Limerick city centre. And it's down to the fact that they established a dedicated unit, and then they pulled in 2023, 286,000. So to me, it shows that these enforcement and resources issues, it will pay for itself. Now, not only will it pay for itself, but then it also ticks the boxes of encouraging property owners to redevelop, sell, or clean up your property. And that not only improves the local environment, it'll reduce the urban blight and address our housing shortage. So it was a question I did ask the CEO of Limerick when we went down there. I said, how did you make it such a success? And he said that they just went all in on it. They established it, and it quickly became known in Limerick City that they were very serious about it, about the implementation and the collection of levies. And you can see the result in it today.